Are you looking for a new career? Stop by TW Metals on-site open house and career night on November 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 235 Tubeway Drive in Carroll Stream. Bring your resume as they will be conducting interviews on-site. They're currently seeking warehouse workers, inside and outside sales reps, administrators, and a marketing intern. Can't make the open house? Visit twmetals.com/careers to browse open opportunities or dial 1-800-870-2156.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stack with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
Participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Action Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week, Mully and Hogg got you ready for the Bears Week 10 matchup against the Lions with expert analysis from 670 The Score football analyst Olin Krutz.
They play Peterman, who's on a world record pace for turnovers, and they get turnovers from him. So if you're the defense, all the things you're saying to the public, that's fine. You played great. We'll all pat you on your back. Make sure you're really watching the film and looking at, okay, if we played an offense that's capable of scoring points like Matt Stafford and them are, then is this good enough? Am I playing good enough to really beat these guys?
Longtime NFL writer Dan Pompey.
They're probably going to have to beat the Lions at least once. And, you know, the Lions have really had the Bears' number. I think they've won 9 of the last 10 against the Bears, which really is a trend that is crazy in Bears' history, because the Bears, for a long time, had the Vikings' number. It was the opposite. So they're going to have to go out and prove some things and continue to improve if they're going to get where they want to be this year.
And Bears' defensive end, Akeem Hicks.
I know Matt Patricia. I played under him, and I know that he's going to have his team rearing to go, and we got to just go out there and play our best ball. There's no guarantees you're going to come up with 10 sacks, but you just got to, you know, fluster the quarterback as much as you can, especially a guy like Stafford who can get the ball downfield and has great accuracy. We got to play one of our best games of the year.
Can the first-place Bears beat the Lions in the first of three critical division games? Mully, Haw, and your reaction to Bears-Lions. Monday morning starting at 5 a.m.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and Lawrence Holmes is in for Mully and today and sat in since 5 o'clock. And that's, first of all, thank you for getting up early, because it is a very early wake-up call, as you found out today. And it's been great having you in here.
Oh, thanks.
I know this is not your time of day typically, but it's the different pace. Your show is, as I was trying to explain to somebody during the break, your show is, you can relax, you can stretch.
It's yoga.
It's yoga. And this is a little more compressed stretching, and you're just like lifting weights.
This is CrossFit.
It's fast. Yeah. There are a lot of moving parts. There are a lot of guests. There's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of stuff. It's the morning. You're getting going. You're going.
It's a hoax.
Do you see? What? Is it? You're a career radio guy.
Yep.
Is it? How different is it for you to kind of go between the two different types of paces and shows?
I like it. People think that I have a solo show because I don't want a partner. I actually really like having someone to bounce ideas off of and talk to. The great thing about the nighttime show, and I've said this publicly, I did an interview with the guys from Section 108 for their blog, and my show is loosely based on what Dan Patrick does and what Dan Le Batard does, where I'm, you know, the center of it, but there's a lot of stuff around me. Like Herb is a personality.
Sure.
And having him there is great. Before, when Joe was the EP of the show, him and Roki like yelling at each other on the air, like that type of stuff is great.
It's
like
a component, right?
It's a component of the show. But I like being able to have discussions with other hosts, other reporters who maybe their perspective is a little bit different from mine, and have a full conversation. So it's fun to be able to do that from time to time.
Whether it's in the text line or you get a couple of people who knew you were in today, the one thing people say is, boy, he really is a excellent interviewer of guests. And I think that anybody that's listened to your podcast, The House of L,
that is sort of what you, I would think, is your specialty. You like to sit down with people and ask questions. When you think of athletes in Chicago that you've interviewed and, you know, really gotten to the, what makes a good interview with an athlete? Because I think it's different because they're professional athletes and they're used to being interviewed.
It depends on the arena. If we're talking about a one-on-one sit down, then it becomes, how are you asking your questions? What do you hope to get accomplished from your interview? And are you willing to let the interview go to places where you weren't expecting them to go? I have an outline for pretty much every interview that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned is if you're listening, there's more of an interview. Like, an interview shouldn't just be like your grocery list of, I want to check this, and this off the list.
Right.
And then the interview's over and right. You're good. You may have a question in mind. You get an answer and the response leads to a completely different line of questioning. But you're only going to get to that line of questioning if you're paying attention to the guest. I enjoy those moments in my career where an athlete is taking me to a different place than I expected. I'll give you a couple examples. I had an interview with Thomas Jones in the locker room. Now, Thomas was a kind of a hard guy to get to know when he was a player. Until you got to know him. He and I had a conversation where the rest of the locker room was doing something else. It was one of those days where there was a little bit of news, and I took an opportunity to not worry about the news of the day to go get this interview. And I sat down with Thomas for what must have been 10 or 12 minutes. And in those 10 or 12 minutes, I learned a lot about him.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be willing to give
right.
in that scenario. But when you get that, it's so great. When you get that moment when someone is going to like let you in to their psyche or how they think, that you can really explore and learn things. The guy that I really like talking to, as far as locker room situations, clubhouse situations, Paul Konerko. Paul Konerko would listen to your question, would absorb your question, think about his answer, and then give you a great response. Like the guys who are thoughtful.
Because he was considerate of your time and the fact that you may have asked him a question that shows that you've thought about that conversation before you arrived.
It's one of my big issues when people in the media criticize Jay Cutler. I always had a good relationship, and I don't mean Jay and I were texting or anything like that. I had a good relationship from reporter quarterback standpoint. Mm-hmm. And I hope that Jay respected the way that I asked questions and the type of questions that I asked. And I always felt if you asked Jay a good question, he would give you a good answer.
Sometimes you're going to ask a good question and get a petulant answer from whoever it is. And so the Lions are coming to town this weekend. They play the Bears on Sunday, as we know. Matt Patricia famously last week had the exchange with the reporter who covers the Lions on a regular basis. We don't know the history.
Ask me a question professionally and I'll answer it for you.
There we go. And he was telling the reporter to sit up straight. And he was calling him out in a public press conference setting. So that's the other end of of an interview when things go bad. When you heard that,
my reaction would have been different than that report.
Well, if your reaction would have been different, number one, what would your reaction have been? And number two, where did your mind go? Because everybody who has covered a team, everybody who's covered a professional athlete or coach has been in that situation. Well, not everybody, but a lot of us have been in those situations where you've been called out at a press conference. It's embarrassing. You don't want to make it about you, and it becomes about you.
Yeah, Lovey and I went through some of this when I was covering the Bears every day. Although I thought that Lovey and I, when we would go back and forth, there may have been like a personal tinge to it.
Was it contentious?
At times it was, which was great. I actually had an interview with Lovey this before the season started this year, and I didn't know if Lovey would come on because of that. And it ended up being a great interview.
He was good.
Interview.
He was open.
I had so much fun talking to him, and I felt like if there would have been a couple more opportunities for me and him to get into a room and talk about the difference between what his job is and my job is, I think we would have found detente a little bit earlier than in September.
It's a good word.
Yeah, you know,
it's an underrated word.
Occasionally, I come up with a couple, but that situation in particular with Patricia, that's a guy who's begging for you to say something to him. Now, I know that that is part of my nature. That mm-hmm. by nature, when I am pushed, I tend to push back. And it would have been hard for me in that situation to not push back on a guy that talks about respect and respecting the process, who looks like he just woke up. Whenever you see Matt Patricia, he looks like a guy who just woke up. And like, you talk to me.
I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
You would expect somebody who did not maybe comport himself that way to be the one lecturing a reporter about respect.
It also doesn't.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think that everyone had the same sort of reaction.
It didn't make a lot of sense, too.
Yeah.
The people that cover your team every day are working pretty hard. And this was a beat guy. This wasn't even someone who just kind of wandered. And this isn't the
should
occasional.
That matter
it
to
shouldn't.
Them?
But there should be a relationship that's already been built up mm-hmm. over the last, you know, 7 months. Cause I can't even imagine Matt Nagy doing that. Like, I can't imagine that. That being
a thing.
I can't
either. And I think that, you know, people might be listening and say, why are you talking about interviewing? But I think that when you're talking about things like this, it's about perception. It's about managing perception. And when you're managing perception, that's what we do on the radio. That's what we do in the newspaper. That's what we do on television. It's all about the perception we create on these athletes, on these coaches. And when coaches have a more positive perception, then the reality is
they get the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely.
100%.
And I don't understand why more athletes don't get that.
Because the teams, here's why,
or
David.
Or more organizations don't get
why.
That.
That's why. Because teams, they treat us as if we are the enemy. And I understand that when it comes to guarding your information. I get that. You have to try and guard injury information. It is our job to try and find out the injury information. So that creates a little bit of conflict immediately. But there's a way to go about doing it. I actually think on the injury front, Nagy's been pretty good at that.
I would agree.
At walking the line.
He's actually tried to be coy and it seemed awkward. Like,
yeah.
Okay, that's not really working. You're better when you're open, and he's been mostly open.
It's hard for him to, seemingly for him to be dishonest. They think, and I went through this with Lovey. I talk about it a lot. Teams think that we want them to lose. Because it makes for great content. No, it doesn't. We want teams to win because when the teams win, more people are interested in them, which means more people are going to listen. They're going to read.
I would correct you there. I think we appreciate when teams win because it makes our job a little bit easier, but I don't know that all of us root.
No. I'm not talking about rooting. I'm talking about it's better. The Bears being 10-6 for us is much better than them being 6-10.
Absolutely.
Much better. But they think that the interest, like, we just want to go and give our hot takes and we just want to rip the team. At a certain point, the listener has gotten their fill of the Bears are bad and they have moved on. We're on to Cincinnati.
Bad can get boring in a hurry.
Real quick. And that's why Dan has brought up the term of fun bad, mm-hmm. that there is a window where there is some of that. But think about this.
The 2014 Bears were fun bad.
How much have we talked about the Bulls today?
Not at all.
What's the interest in the Bulls right now?
Well, where are you going to go with that conversation?
Correct.
It's very circular.
But there's a ton to talk about when it comes to the 5-3 Chicago Bears. So I
possibility
do wish that,
is fun.
Yes, it's better for all of us. The person in their car is happier. The person at their desk is in a better mood when the Bears play well, when the Cubs play well, when the White Sox play well. And we don't want to spend our time just destroying teams. I at least that's what I've learned. And maybe that is the 43-year-old version of me instead of the 27 who was always pounding the table and angry at a lot of stuff. I think you learn and you grow. And I'd rather have the audience care about what I think about a good team than them waiting for me to pound a bad one.
He's Lawrence Holmes. He's done a great job filling in for Mully today on the Mully and Haas Show. We'll be back with Transition on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears fans, up next for Mitchell Trubisky and the 5-3 first place Bears. It's an important division matchup with the Detroit Lions. We're covering it right up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
How old is your water heater? If it's been around for more than 10 years, it's been around too long. The Home Depot is here to help with Rheem, the number one water heater brand in America. Get 10% off a Rheem water heater when you have it installed by The Home Depot. Local, licensed, insured pros. It'll make saying goodbye easy. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT to get started. Rheem, only available at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 21st. Excludes tankless models. Other restrictions apply. For license number, see homedepot.com/waterheaterinstall.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Napa know-how.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards Program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
From Paramount Pictures, Overlord.
What happens to those people? They have been given a purpose.
A mission to save the living.
We gotta move!
Will become a battle against the undead. Critics are calling Overlord the thrilling combination of action and horror. It's intense and horrific. One hell of an entertaining ride. From producer J.J. Abrams. Overlord, now playing in theaters and IMAX. Directed by Julius Avery. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
As a busy weatherman, people rely on me for up-to-the-minute weather reporting, which means I need energy to keep me going throughout my day.
Well, right now, you can get 2 Dunkin' Bacon, Egg, and Cheese sandwiches for $5.
Well, in that case, the forecast calls for rain, sun, partly cloudy, high, low, scattered, isolated, umbrella jacket, flip-flops with 100% chance of look it up on the internet. I've got sandwiches to eat. Humidity, dew point.
Get 2 Dunkin' Bacon, Egg, and Cheese sandwiches for $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
My name is Fawn Davis, special effects artist at Fonco Studios. You look at a bunch of us making models and it looks like we're playing with toys. But in actuality, it's really difficult. I think about how important mentors were to me in my career, and I want to do that for young people. Groups on LinkedIn really helps you stay connected to those communities and give advice. I post pictures of the armor that we're creating or the dragon or the robot. People see that and they go, wow.
Learn from others with LinkedIn Groups.
Whatever you're in it for, we're in it together.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Allen Robinson.
You guys as a group, as receivers, seem to enjoy putting pads on guys downfield, don't you?
Most definitely. You know, I think a big part of our offense, you know, is a block on the perimeter. You know, that's for short passes. That's for outside runs. That's for quarterback runs. You know, that's for everything, you know. So, I think another undervalued thing that goes unnoticed is, you know, just as an offense, you know, we love to see each other to be successful. You know, it's a group of guys that we have fun playing together, you know, since day one. You know, we have a lot of different skill sets.